Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin this hour with politics, where it may be decision time for Tea Party conservatives in South Carolina, where the next GOP primary looms rather large for the candidates and the Tea Party itself. South Carolina is in many ways the epicenter of the Tea Party movement. The state is home to junior Senator Jim DeMint and Governor Nikki Haley, who was put into office by her Tea Party supporters, in part. Next week, when South Carolina voters go to the polls for the Republican primary, the state's local Tea Party movement will face its first real test of unity and influence. Who to support? Joining us now, three South Carolina Tea Partiers, all with some different views going into next week's election. We're convening something of a colloquium here. Karen Martin is the organizer of the Spartansburg Tea Party. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Alan Olson is the founder of the Columbia South Carolina Tea Party. He resigned to endorse Newt Gingrich. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Curtis Loftus is also with us. He's South Carolina's state treasurer and chairman of the Romney campaign in the state, and he's both a Tea Partier and a supporter of Mitt Romney. Curtis, good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
Now, I'm hoping you three are going to mix it up here on the air. That's why we've convened you together. You're all on phone lines, but feel free to interrupt whenever somebody says something you don't like. But Karen Martin, let's begin with you. Tea Partiers have to make a decision in South Carolina about who to support, if not Mitt Romney?
Well, many people have made their decisions, and one of the things that we had hoped was that we could coalesce around a single Romney alternative. Unfortunately, I think that the Tea Party structure was just not there yet, and we're a very young organization emotionally, and I just don't think that we're going to reach that coalescence before next Saturday.
Now, that's an argument for South Carolina proving that the influence of the Tea Party is waning. Alan Olson, do you buy that?
No, I don't buy that whatsoever. The thing with the Tea Party is there's a whole bunch, it's decentralized, and a lot of people have their own different opinions on which way and which direction it should be going. We all pretty much, a majority of us pretty much agree on that it needs to be anti-Romney, and then hopefully we can coalesce around, like Karen says, hopefully we
all
can
right.
coalesce around someone.
Alan, we're going to pause there and clean up your phone line there, but you may have heard Alan Olson says we need to find an alternative to Romney. Curtis Loftus, when you hear looking for an alternative to Romney, do you think that's poison for the GOP nationally?
Well, no. You've got to remember, I'm a Tea Party guy. You know, I'm 53 years old and been in the Tea Party since the day I was born. When people talk about the Tea Party and the Tea Party leadership, they're talking about a very, very, very small amount of people. There'll be about 500,000 Republicans, conservatives, Tea Party people voting in the election. The leadership of these groups, there's a few hundred or maybe 1,000. Just pick a number, but you can see it's very small. But many of us, you know, like my parents and all my neighbors, we consider ourselves Tea Party. Many of those folks have already chosen a candidate. Most of them have chosen Mitt Romney. Mitt lends across the spectrum in the polling. So I feel comfortable. We just have to make sure that we use, when we talk about the Tea Party, a more global definition, not just a few people who go to meetings, but, you know, our neighbors, our coworkers, everybody who aligns with the Tea Party.
That's Curtis Loftus, who's the South Carolina state treasurer and chairman of the Romney campaign in the state of South Carolina. Karen Martin, what would you say to the chairman of the Romney campaign? Is it time to pick a winner, or is it time to find an alternative?
Well, the people that I speak with in the Tea Party, and let me just say, we appreciate Curtis Loftus here in South Carolina so much. There are Tea Party people that are activists, that are working, that are writing their representatives, and then there are people that are fans of the Tea Party. And I think that a lot of the people that Curtis are talking about, your neighbors, those are people that are fans of their Tea Party, that are Tea Party-minded, not maybe so much the activists, but just really appreciate the core values of the Tea Party. I think that everyone is going to vote. I don't think that many people are going to be moved off of their candidate in the next week from the things that I'm hearing down here.
And that would probably include Alan Olson, who's from Columbia, South Carolina, and is a Newt Gingrich supporter. Alan Olson, Newt Gingrich can't win. He's opened an office in Florida, so he continues no matter what. Why support him?
I don't buy that he can't win. He's got a pretty good organization down here in South Carolina, and I do believe if he wins South Carolina, he's going to get an influx of cash, and he's going to be able to continue on right till the end.
How important do you think, and we'll deputize you as a pundit now, Alan Olson, how important is it for Newt Gingrich to win or to show a strong second? And can you give me a number that would give Newt Gingrich momentum coming out of South Carolina?
Oh, it's everything. if he can coalesce around the anti-Romney vote, that I honestly believe he'll not only take South Carolina, but he'll take Florida and then continue right on down.
Karen Martin, what do you think of that scenario?
I think it will be difficult. There are, you know, there are a couple of different locations in South Carolina, the upstate very conservative, the low country less conservative. I think Newt Gingrich is doing well in the low country. I think Senator Rick Santorum is doing very good here in the upstate. So it will be a battle between those two.
Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party, who said on this program, I believe it was earlier this week, that she's not optimistic about increased turnout in South Carolina. Curtis Loftus, that goes to your desk as South Carolina State Treasurer and Chairman of the Romney campaign. In addition to showing conservative credentials in South Carolina, does South Carolina have to show that conservative Southern voters are really energized and show up in bigger numbers?
Yeah, I think so. I think Karen is 100% right on all of her analysis. I mean, I think she's just dead on. One of the problems we've got is this crazy election cycle. I mean, it was all moved up. It's just on the backs of the holidays. It's the dead of winter here, even though it's 65 degrees every day. But people are just now really tuning in. I'm not sure how many people are going to vote. I think it'll be a nice and healthy turnout. But we tend to pick the president's our eventual nominee here in this state. And so I agree with Karen. There's probably not going to be a whole lot of shifting around unless there's an increase in dirty politics. You know, we have a lot of rough and tumble politics here in South Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Stephen Colbert could even win. Curtis Loftus is South Carolina State Treasurer and Chairman of the Romney campaign. I suspect he would predict a Romney victory in South Carolina. Alan Olson probably going to predict a Newt Gingrich victory or a strong second place. He's the founder of the Columbia Tea Party. So we'll land it on you, Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party. What's the surprise scenario in South Carolina that we might look forward to?
I'm not that sure that there's no surprise, but I will think that all three of us on the phone will agree that our goal is to defeat Barack Obama in November of 2012.
Oh, that's so safe, Karen.
It's so true.
It's so safe. Santorum can't win?
I didn't say he couldn't win. I just don't have a prediction on that.
Oh, man, we got to have you back. Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party. Three Tea Party voices about decision time in South Carolina. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.